Strategies are being developed at the local level in Massachusetts and other states to raise awareness and motivate people to respond to the 2020 federal census. Among the local elected officials, municipal planners, and community leaders, there is concern about obstacles to getting a correct population count. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Allison Curtis, a staff member at the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission. She is co-coordinator of the Pioneer Valley Complete Count Committee.
So the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, in partnership with some of the surrounding communities and organizations here in Hampden and Hampshire County, are hosting a Complete Count Committee. Our intentions are to have a regional strategy to ensure a complete count for the census in 2020. We have monthly meetings to create media strategies and plan outreach and share resources and just generally to engage more people in the 2020 census process.
Now, I know some of that outreach effort has begun in other communities. When will we be seeing it in Greater Springfield and in Hampshire County?
Sure. Well, our meetings, we've actually had three meetings so far, and our next meeting will be on May 22nd at 1 p.m. at Pioneer Valley Planning Commission. I can't speak as much to what's going on at the Springfield municipal level, but we have been active for about 3 months now.
Why is this a coordinated approach the best way to go in this, do you believe?
Right. Well, we're facing a lot of barriers in making sure that we get a complete count for our region. And so as much that we can do to ensure that resources are shared, that strategies are shared, that we can help one another in this process, the better. You know, we've got $16 billion in federal funding to Massachusetts, programs that are at stake in the 2020 census, which comes out to about $2,400 per person per year. So that's some pretty high stakes. And so we want to make sure that any successes that we have are shared across the region so that other people can utilize the same strategies that are being successful in other areas.
You mentioned barriers. What are some of the barriers?
Yeah. So historically, the census has really struggled to fully count certain populations. So these are low-income individuals, people of color, people living in rural communities, and other marginalized groups. This year, it's particularly difficult because the census will be conducted primarily online. Households will receive a postcard in the mail with login information to fill out some forms online or to fill out the form online. This will be particularly difficult for people with limited internet access, older individuals, and non-English-speaking folks. So we need to make sure that we're getting information about the census and why it's important to fill out the census to everyone as best as we can.
Is there an alternate way to count these people who, as you said, don't have internet access? Will there be some other effort made to contact them either through the mail or directly in person?
Yes. So there are actually quite a few different ways that people can fill out the census. They can do it online. They can also call into the Census Bureau, where there will be a variety of different people picking up the lines that speak different languages. They can fill out a paper form and send it into the Census Bureau. They can also fill it out in person and online. I think I covered online. Yeah.
I was told that the Census Bureau is not planning to have a Western Massachusetts office this time around. I believe in 2010 they did, but I was told that they don't plan to open one this year. Is that your understanding?
Yes, that's correct. Unfortunately, the closest office to our region is in Worcester this year.
Why was that decision made? Do you know?
From my understanding, that decision was made based on funding cuts, but you'd have to ask the Census Bureau directly to have a clear answer there.
Well, I think we've seen in the national reporting that there have been cutbacks at the Census Bureau, and there has been some concern about that because of the that there won't be as much direct access to the Bureau personnel this year as there was in the past, and there won't be as much promotion of the census done by the federal government, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why we're really trying to jump to action sooner rather than later for this 2020 census. You know, it might seem kind of early. It's early 2019. So to be preparing for the census this soon seems a little ridiculous to some people, but really with that, you know, decrease in access to funding and resources for this 2020 census, we really need to be as prepared as possible as early as possible to get the information out.
Now, there's been a lot of attention paid to the citizenship question that may or may not be part of this year's census. If that question is, of course, that issue is currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. If that question stayed, how would it impact your plans?
That's a great question. So we've been preparing for the 2020 census as if the citizenship question is going to be on the forms. We're kind of preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. We really truly hope it's not on the form due to research that shows that it will lead to an incomplete count. However, if it does end up on the form, we will do our best to provide as much information about what the consequences are for moving forward with that question. So unfortunately, as a nonprofit, we're pretty limited in what we can technically tell people about the citizenship question. So if we're asked directly about whether or not someone should fill out the census or the citizenship question, all we can really do is provide as much information as we know about the potential repercussions of each scenario. As a nonprofit organization, we can't give any other direct advice. So we'll just be, if the citizenship question ends up on the census, we'll be doing our best to provide as much information to people as possible.
Well, would you be encouraging everybody to respond to the census regardless of their citizenship status?
Again, we won't be encouraging or discouraging people from filling out the census. We'll be providing as much information about what impact the census truly has. You know, the census it's so important that we have accurate information about the census because it has a huge impact on the funding we receive as well as the political representation that our communities receive. So while it is deeply important to encourage people to fill out the census, we also recognize that certain people might have concerns, and it's not our role to dissuade people from those concerns. All we can do is provide information about what we know in terms of what repercussions might exist for those who are thinking about not filling out the census or answering questions.